You're listening to SBS News.
In a few horrible hours, Pompeii went from being a vibrant city to a dead one, smothered by a furious volcanic eruption in 79 AD. Then in this century, Pompeii appeared alarmingly on the precipice of a second death after decades of neglect, mismanagement and poor maintenance of heavily visited sites. The collapse in 2010 of a military hall, commonly referred to as Gladiators Barracks, alarmed the world and risked costing the archaeological location its coveted designation as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Tons of unexcavated sections of the city had been pressing on excavated stretches and made heavier by rainfall and poor drainage, literally knocking over walls of the structure. But restorer Vittoria Cutolo says Pompeii is experiencing a rebirth, with work underway to preserve the ruins and prevent further collapse.
We are carrying out efforts to reinforce by doing injections of liquid mortar without salts, so that we can go back and fill the various layers that make up the wall's plaster. So they are deep injections that go between the superficial plaster, the plaster, and the wall depending on the portion that is broken off.
Technology, including drones, robots, and artificial intelligence, is being explored in a bid to restore some of Pompeii's nearly obliterated glories, as well as reduce the effects of the latest peril, climate change. Gabrielle Juk-Trigel is the new Director General of the Archaeological Park of Pompeii. He likens Pompeii's progress to the flight of an aircraft.
The Great Pompeii Project was like bringing this airplane back into the air. Great common attempt to change things, which was successful. So the airplane went like up again, and after these years, which meant huge efforts, many people working here, different professions, architects, archaeologists, engineers, restorators, and so forth, but also an immense financial investment. So that has led to results.
The Great Pompeii Project, as it's known, is backed by some 100 million euros in European Union funds. After the military hall's collapse, engineers set to work on a stabilisation strategy. Meanwhile, one third of Pompeii's 66 hectares remains buried under deep layers of lava stone. A long-running debate centres on whether it should stay that way. Archaeologist Alessandro Russo says it's an honour to be involved in the new project.
Pompeii is an incredible place where it's possible to gather so much information on the daily life of the ancient peoples. There are places that have retained their original positions, that have retained the traces of the furniture, all the traces of the clothes. Very often family groups have been found inside the ruins in Pompeii. It is an incredible context for an archaeologist to work in and extremely informative. Obviously, sometimes we get used to it and we forget that being able to participate in the excavations at Pompeii and the rebirth of Pompeii has been a great honor and also a great responsibility.
Excavations undertaken as part of engineering efforts to prevent more disasters are revealing more about life in 79 AD. Dr. Russo says archaeologists are learning about the differences between the city's residents.
You perceive the difference between the servants' quarters and the master's living spaces inside the house. And you understand the difference also with respect to their health when the victims are found, because you find many who have a series of illnesses from overuse from too much work. Those are the illnesses typical of the slaves, while there are traces of illness in the rich such as gout and things like that.
New discoveries provide a glimpse into the eating habits of ordinary Pompeii residents not affluent enough to have a kitchen. A thermopolium, or what is popularly referred to as the snack bar, was uncovered as part of the recent works to shore up the ruins. It's unlike any of the nearly 90 hot food eateries so far unearthed in Pompeii. This fast food location is only one discovered so far with vivid frescoes in mustard yellow and the omnipresent Pompeii red hues decorating the counter's base, apparently advertising the chef's specialties. Judging by remains found in containers, the menu contained concoctions with ingredients like fish, snails, and ducks. The quick meals enjoyed in the street were likely a mainstay of the majority of ordinary Pompeians. Climate extremes, including increasingly intensive rainfall and spells of baking heat, are threatening Pompeii, so artificial intelligence and drones will help send data and images, says architect Paolo Michetto.
We are reactivating this excavation site, studying the area, and above all, the big challenge on this site is to preserve all the devastating effects on this home, as many in Pompeii underwent in that era, because obviously there was the earthquake that was prior to the eruption, the one in 62 BC, a series of small earthquakes that preceded the days of the eruption, and then the eruption. After that, we go all the way up to the 1900s, when there was the Allied bombardment in 1943. Two Allied bombs fell on this house, and they literally deformed the exterior walls, the internal walls, the vaulted ceilings. The challenge on this site is to preserve these deformations to show the future visitors to this house the devastating effects that Pompeii underwent in the various eras.
Much of Pompeii's revenue is based not on funding by the Italian government, but on ticket sales, vital cash flow for research, conservation and restoration. But pandemic travel restrictions drastically reduced tourist numbers from a high of 3.8 million visitors in 2019. In 2020, when the pandemic struck, some 565,000 came. And last year, the second year that government lockdown measures forced weeks of closures, just under a million people visited Pompeii. Novel for Italy's state-run cultural attractions, Pompeii has begun a crowdfunding initiative in a bid to help it survive. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.